Hello.
Hello, good evening. This is Walter, and I'm calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This area is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in the state of Pennsylvania?
You say vote?
Yes, vote. Like for the president and stuff.
Let me screen the phone out.
Yeah, can you tell me how I get a mail-in ballot?
Well, my job is just to do the survey.
What you want to know then? Okay, what you want to know?
Okay, so you registered to vote, right? In Pennsylvania?
Oh, definitely going to vote. Go ahead.
All right, no problem. Then. Now, do you think of yourself as what is the year of your birth?
Who are you again?
My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research.
I'm 63 years old.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Not Hispanic, Latino, Spanish?
I'm an American.
Okay. All right. This is just question that we are, to make sure that we include everybody. So we select all that apply. Are you white? Are you African-American? Are you American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian? Pacific Islander? Middle Eastern?
Why can't I just be American? Everybody else could be.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's not an answer on the survey. We just try to include everybody.
You should write over the survey. That's why you got prejudice in this world. You know why? Because you keep putting stuff on a survey or you put in an application. What color are you? No, you are American or you're not.
Okay,
period.
No problem, sir. All right. No, I understand. No worry. Now, what I was going to say, what is the highest level of school you have completed on the highest degree?
12th grade.
Okay. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. What number will you give it?
Well, I give it a 10 collectively, yes.
All right, no problem. Thank you for your answer. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied at all.
Okay. So very dissatisfied.
Very, very dissatisfied.
Okay, great. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please indicate that, okay? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Can you tell me if you feel good about the person, what number would that be?
But very warm and favorable would be 10. Then
okay.
9, 8, 7, 6.
Okay.
5 is neutral. Okay.
So we got a 9 on that one.
Okay. Thank you. Donald Trump?
Oh, he's definitely a 10.
Okay. The Republican Party.
A 9.
Okay. Senator Bob Casey Jr.
Casey Jr. I would give him a 6. I'll give him that.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
I'm gonna give them a 4.
Okay. Kamala Harris. Or Kamala Harris.
She gets a 2.
Okay. And the last one is Joe Biden.
I give him a 4. I give him a 4.
A 4. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, I know that it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would you vote for other political offices, but not president?
I'll vote for the Republican Party, Donald Trump and the Republican
Party. Okay. All right, no problem. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican
candidate. Okay, thank you. Okay, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most of, and voting in the upcoming 24 elections won't impact that much. Or statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Which one will you pick, B or A?
B. The last question is the one I pick. The last answer is the one I pick, I say.
Oh, so that would be statement A.
Okay.
So that would be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the last one is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
That last answer is correct. I love that one. Yes.
All right. No problem. Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country? Positive or negative?
Negative.
The future of the planet?
Positive.
Positive, okay. Your own future?
Positive.
Okay, thank you. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 elections, will you say that voting is getting harder or easier to you? Or has it been about the same? And is that much easier, harder, or somewhat easier or harder?
It's voting is no issue. Anybody can vote.
Okay, so it's easier.
Yeah, it's very easy.
All right, no problems. Thanks. Thinking about the upcoming elections of 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to 2 answers. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't have time to vote. It's too difficult for me to vote.
None of them apply. I mean, none of them apply.
All right, so the answer would be none of the above.
Okay.
Okay, great. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all the apply. All politicians, Democrats, racist politicians, Republicans, none of the above.
Democrats.
Okay, now, let me see. We're almost going to be done. Okay, now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen. A 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the threats will certainly not happen. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
0.
0, okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so that president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters?
0.
Okay. Creating a civilian state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
I'll get out of 5.
Okay. Having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote?
0.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military aid against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech?
0.
Okay, let me see. We almost done. Preventing the president from being prosecuted to things they while acting in an officially capacity of president, even if those things were illegal?
The Supreme, well, 0.
0, okay. Yeah. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns?
About a 6.
Okay. Okay, now let's see. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
0.
Okay. Increasing political violence in response to American elections?
8.
Okay. All right. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Is a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, not a problem at all?
Not a problem at all.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personally experienced. Yes, know someone. Not experienced.
Not experienced.
Okay. All right. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statements, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statements, and the 5 minutes you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statements. And the 0 minutes you are not at all concerned about the statements. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Okay, now nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters. From 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes to tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal, intimidating practices.
0.
Okay. When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
That's not true. 0.
Okay. And the last one. MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they see that our collective power can achieve, like how we organize in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations.
0.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. We already are 80, so it's only 20% more, okay? Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in a civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Boycotting a company, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, marching in a protest, signing petitions, volunteering for a local organization in my community, donating to political campaigns or organizations, talking to friends and families about politics, voting in the state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, voting in the federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress. None of the above.
Voting in the elections.
For president or for the governor? Okay. Governor and mayor?
Yeah.
Okay. And which other one?
And telling your friends and family about politics.
Okay. I see. All right. No problem. Let me see. Okay, I got it. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10?
10. I believe my vote. 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, one last time, in the November 24 elections for president were held today, from who will you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided. Will you vote for other political officers, not president? Will not vote at all for upcoming elections. I know your answer already, of course. Okay. Which of the following are you're more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy? Joe Biden's Asian mental,
yeah, just as well.
Okay, 90%. If the November 24 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very, somewhat conservative.
Okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Former member or current member?
Former.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own.
You okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
In the United States.
Okay. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
What year was this?
2020.
Donald Trump.
Yes, that's Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else. Okay. So you voted for Donald Trump. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We almost done. We already 97. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker? Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm retired.
Oh, retired. Okay, no problem. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total of family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 24,999?
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
All right. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I totally appreciate your time. Have a wonderful rest of the evening.
You too. Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let me see, I believe it's just me.